Oh, it is good to be back here. I bring you greetings from St. Jude Community Church, from Abundant Grace Community Church. Just wonderful, wonderful things are happening all over, and I'm so happy to be back here. It was such a wonderful drive up this morning because the sun came out. I'm a sun worshiper. I love the sun. I don't care if it's freezing cold. As long as I have sunshine, I'm happy. So it was a wonderful drive up, and I just really enjoyed it. Today I wanted to share a little bit about our vision. Not our vision as a church, what our vision is as what we're going to do, but I mean about our vision, how well we're seeing. And I thought, gee, if I were going to name the sermon, I would say, how's your vision doing today? because in 10, in the Evangelical Network, which is a body that we belong to, we all belong to, they're theme for the year is 2020 vision, which I thought was an excellent idea since it's 2020. And as I began to think about that, I thought, yeah, maybe we should do a little eye exam for the new year. Maybe it's time for us to do an eye exam. Maybe we're not seeing quite so clearly as we once did. Now, I want to tell you that in the song we mentioned the eyes. I thought that was beautiful, that opened my eyes. And part of what I want to say today is about opening our eyes. It was wonderful coming up to visit and to be here to share a message with you. I think maybe some of you may know or may not know. I'm not on Facebook, but Pastor David is, so he tells me once in a while what other people are saying, and you probably hear what's going on in our lives, that we have purchased a new home. And that has been one of the most, I'm not sure how I should describe it, incredible experiences. Incredible might be the right word. I don't want to say wonderful because that wouldn't do it. But I don't know if you've ever had a 1940 farmhouse and you know, you're moving in thinking that everything's going to be all right. And, you know, pipes are falling off of the plumbing and the floor fell in and we had to do a whole new kitchen. Everything. I had to strip everything out of the kitchen and do it all over. I had to take two chimneys out of the house and put a new roof on the house and build a laundry room because 1940s, they did not have laundry rooms, you know. So it's been very interesting. Yeah, fixer-upper is right. Wasn't supposed to be a fixer-upper, though. But things are moving along. And we've been 4 months. We've been since August. We purchased the house in August. And so we still haven't moved in. So that's, yeah. So it's been pretty scary. Had it not been for faith in the Lord, we would have been in trouble. Because that's all we had to cling to was our faith. Because it was everything. If anything could go wrong, it did. And now we're waiting on countertops. Our countertops are pleats of these little sheets of plywood. That's what one of our friends cut out some sheets of plywood for our countertops. Because we're waiting for granite that has to be cut to size. And I said, why did we do this? as my only words is, why did we do this? But I know in time things will work out. So I'm glad to be here. This is kind of a break from all that madness to come up here and be with people that are loving and supportive and just wonderful. I have a special love for this church. I was the first person that ever spoke here outside of Pastor Tom. And that was very special to me. And this has always been special. So I'm happy to be here. And I'm happy to talk about something that I think sometimes we need to remind ourselves that sometimes our vision is not as good. You know, I remember when we all had 20/20 vision. Remember when we came to know the Lord, when we first came to know the Lord, it was so exciting and everyone we saw clearly then, you know, we could see, we knew, as a matter of fact, we probably thought we knew more than we really did. But it felt good, didn't it? It felt good. But sometimes over the years, through all the things that happens to us in church and outside of church, our vision grows dim. And I think in our country today, I think there's good cause for our vision to grow dim. I mean, if people say, I don't see as well as I used to, well, I certainly understand that because things are pretty chaotic right now. We don't know which way we're going and who's leading who. So I want to read to you this morning from 2 Corinthians? Where am I reading from? Well, I want to read to you a couple of different places. So you don't have to turn here. Just relax and listen and enjoy. If I can find out where I am. I want to read from the Message because I'm in 2 Corinthians, if you want to look, in chapter 4. I'm going to read to you in verse 18. So we are not giving up. How could we? Even though the outside often looks like things are falling apart. Now, I really related to that, you know. There's times when I feel like things are falling apart. But even though things may look like they're falling apart on the outside, on the inside is where God is, yeah, and where God is making a new life every day for us. Every day, God makes a new life for us. I remember that I was driving to work last week, and I saw this beautiful scene. It was just something unusual that caught my eye, but it was some horses were standing on this hill, and the sun was just coming up over in the east. And it was shining on them, and I said, you know, I believe that that's God's gift to me today. That is God's gift to me. But then I reminded myself that God renews my vision every day. Every day, God renews my vision. Because I know that by the end of the day, I have blurred vision. I mean, I work in the jail system. I mean, you might have an idea about what that's like. So let me read here just a little bit more. Even though on the outside, it often looks like things are falling apart on us, on the inside, God is making new life for us. Not a day goes by without His unfolding grace. These hard times are small potatoes compared to the coming of the good times. The lavish celebration prepared for us. There's far more here than meets the eye. The things we see now are here today, may be gone tomorrow. But the things we can't see will last forever. The things we can't see are the things that last forever. You see, we get so caught up in the things we can see, don't we? We get so caught up in the things of daily life. All the trials and tribulations, the turmoil, the chaos, we get so caught up in that that our vision becomes blurred. This 2020 vision that God has given us each day by noontime has already become blurred. I mean, really, let's face it. You know, I didn't get my bagel this morning. You know, that didn't do well. You know, I have this. This is a fairly new suit, and I got it sticking up. In my pants, I have very short legs, so almost like a little elf, you know. And so I keep thinking that my left pants is longer than the right. Maybe other people can't see it, but I see it. And I keep doing things like this, things like this. So people won't notice that one is shorter than the other. Nobody's ever noticed, but I keep feeling like people are going to see it and say, I think he's got one pant leg shorter than the other. So if you notice, we've talked about it now. Someone once told me if you're on stage, you lay an egg, you just hold it up, let everybody see it, and go on with the show. Yeah. So, okay, you know about my pants already, all right? So I won't need to be hung up about that the rest of the time. I want to read you one other here verse that I really like from Psalm, and I read the Psalm a lot for my meditation. This is from Psalm 119. And I don't know, it's around 18, yeah. Psalms 119, verse 18. Open my eyes so I can see what you show me of your miracle wonders. I'm a stranger in these parts, so give me clear vision. And I thought, as I was reading, I thought, you know, I am a stranger in these parts. When I get into the spiritual realm of all this, that all that God has for us, all that God gives to us, sometimes I feel like I'm a stranger in all this. I'm scratching my head like saying, God, I don't know about all this stuff. And I'm saying, teach me, help me. But more than that, be patient with me. Because my vision is blurred sometimes. I don't always see. When God lays it right out in front of me, I don't always see it. And I thought, I wonder how many other people, just in general, feel the same every day. That sometimes we just get weighted down by things of the world, don't we? Yeah. We just get weighted down by health issues, by worries and concerns, financial things. We're just ordinary people trying to do a very extraordinary thing. And I believe that in that process, we can get blurred vision. And see, what I want for 2020 is 2020. Yeah. I want 2020 vision in 2020. I want to be able to see again just like God intended for me to see. He gave me vision from the time I come to know Him. He gave me vision. And He gave me vision that was 2020. I didn't have to wear glasses to see what God had for me. I lived it. I felt it. I breathed it. I felt God's breath in my lungs. I could see. But I must admit, there are times when my vision is blurred. And I struggle to see all that God has for us. I struggle to see what God has already given us. I struggle to see the platform that God has built for us to stand on. In a world that's gone chaotic, that's gone astray, and that might not be the right term, but I feel like it is. I'm entitled to an opinion, though, aren't I?
Yeah.
It's my opinion. I think the world has gone astray.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it. I feel like the world has gone astray. You know, opinions are like commodes. Everybody in town's got one. So I got mine too. And I do believe, I feel like the world has gone astray. I feel like there's just this chaos, this madness that's in the world. And I try daily not to get caught up in that, but I'm human too. And I'm not using that as an excuse. I'm just saying that's part of my weakness. I'm not using it as an excuse. But I believe that what I want us to see happen in 2020 is I want us to see to get our vision back again. I want us not to have to wear blinders. I want us not to have to wear glasses in a spiritual sense. I want us to get our vision back, the vision that God gave us, not the vision that the world gave us, because what the world gave us is that you cannot do this. You will never see this. The world makes us blind. And so I've learned not to listen to the world because I can't believe what the world says to me. And so I believe that God has given us a vision that is meant to see beyond these human things, these earthly things. Things that is beyond these earthly things. You see, I believe that we're called to live in a spiritual realm. And we can't do that if we don't have 2020 vision. You know what I mean? As we go into a spiritual realm, we can't afford to have bad vision. We cannot afford to have bad vision. As we minister to other people, we have to have good vision. Because we have to assume that they don't all have good vision. And so it's imperative that we have good vision. The vision that God gives us and not the vision that the world gives us. The blindness that the world has for us. But we want the 2020 vision that God gives to us. Now, I had another reading for you somewhere. If I can find it. I don't know where it is. But I had another one. I'm all about these readings. But see, God gave us this wonderful life. I told you about the plumbing. I warned you. See, every time I hear a noise like this, I think about my house. I start getting nervous. I say, it gives another $200. You know? Yeah, I'm paranoid. I jump now when I hear a noise. I think that the plumbing has failed or something, that part of the roof has fallen off. I believe that what we are called to is a vision that is beyond what people can understand. See, here's what I think. I believe that we are not called just to be run of the mill. I'm not criticizing anyone for being where they are in life. Wherever your attitude is, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, I'm talking about us as God's chosen ones to be leaders. Because every one of us who's been called are called to be leaders. We're called to be examples. And we are called to see beyond what this world allows us to see. Because I believe that if we follow the ways of the world, we will be blind in no time at all. And so each day of our lives, if we're not constantly working on it, each day of our lives, if we're not in prayer, each day of our lives, if we're not living in the Word, then our eyesight can go. We can just become blinded by the world. And like I told you, I work in the prison system, in the jail system. I work in 3 county jails. And all I ever hear is bad stories, terrible stories. People who, you know, here's what I found out. Inmates that I deal with are just people like anyone else. I never meet bad people. And people say, oh, those people are... I've never met a bad person. I mean, I deal with murderers. Mm-hmm. And when I talk to them, they're just people in a bad situation. I don't know what caused their situation. I don't know what that's all about. I don't always ask. I'm just interested in knowing how can I make a difference in their life while I'm there. That's what I'm interested in. But I noticed that they're all just people, like good people. I mean, I have a lot of people who I consider my friends in jail. And so I think that we can become jaded by things of the world. And when we become jaded, our eyesight starts to become dim. And we don't see in the way that God has called us to see. We don't see the wonders, the miracles that God has put before us in this world. We can miss all that with our bad eyesight. We can miss all that. So here's what I want. In 2020, I want us to know what God has for us. I want us to be able to see the wonders and the miracles of God in this world. I want us to not to see the negative that some people see in this world. See, I really get tired of hearing the negative stuff. I know it exists. I'm not burying my head in the sand, not that. I'm just saying that I'm looking. My vision has to be a God vision and not a world vision. It has to be a God vision. Because if not, then I'm just like everyone else in the world. That I get caught up in this negative thing that we're never going to be able to do this and nothing's ever going to change and, you know, and things are going down, you know, things are going to hell in a handbasket and, you know, you hear things like that. That's an old saying. When you're old, you can say those things. Some of the young folks never even heard of that saying. But see, I want us to have a vision that is beyond that. I call it the God vision because God's vision is 2020. And that's what he wants to give to us. That's what he meant for us to have. And somehow, through trials and tribulations, financial, physical, all kinds of issues that goes on in our life, we begin to lose that vision. Our eyesight begins to fade. and we begin to see the world in a very dim way, as some people in the world do. But I think that we are called to be the example for others, that there is a better way. There is a way that we can see that is a God way, that is God's vision that He has given us, 2020 vision that He's given us. And so for me and my church, and what I wanted to share with you today, is that I want us to get back to a 2020 vision that God gave us. See, I know we can do it, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, right? So we can do this. We don't have to walk around half blinded by the things of the world. I don't want us to get caught up in the negative stuff of this world and lose our eyesight. Sometimes when I hear about things going on in Washington, I could just allow that to eat me up, consume me. I could allow it to consume me. But I have people say, you don't seem like you care. No, I care very much. But I have to do what God has called me to do. I have to depend on God to get me through this. If I start getting caught up in this world stuff, get caught up in this negativity, I can get right down there and wallow in the mud with the rest of them. You know? But God has called me to something greater than that. And I don't know about some of you, but I may not have as long as some of you do. So time is important to me. Yeah. I don't have time. I want to work on it. Yeah. I want to make changes. I want to see things happen. And I can only do that if I have good vision. I can only do that if I hear God and I see what God has laid before me. If I can see the wonders and the miracles that God has put before me, then I can do what God has called me to do. Every one of us in this room can do all that God has called us to do. There is no reason in this world why we cannot do that. We can overcome physical, financial, emotional. We can overcome all that with a God who strengthens us, who gives us new vision every day. Every morning when you wake up, God is ready to give you a new vision. Now, I suppose I have to add to that, if you're willing to accept it. If you're willing to go there. If you're willing to go there. That's the question I guess we have to ask ourselves. Am I really willing to go there? Am I honestly willing to go to that spiritual realm that takes me beyond the ordinary to become the extraordinary for God? Am I willing to go beyond that? And that's a tough question that we all have to answer. I can't answer for you. You couldn't answer for me. We have to answer for ourselves, am I willing to do that? Because I say this to you, if you're willing to do that, you will not be asking, how are we going to do this? Who's going to do that? You won't be asking those questions. You remember that we are called to walk by faith and not by sight. God knows if we look around us, we'll surely fall on our face. I don't know about you, but if I look around me, I'm in big trouble. I'm in deep doo-doo if I look around me. It ain't going to look good. You know what I mean? It's not going to look that good. And so I have to see beyond that. I have to see with God's eyes what He's given me. I have to see with the vision that God gave me and not the vision that the world gives me. Because I don't know about you. Maybe so. Maybe you can relate to this. But I've practically been blind before. Just by being a part of the world. Practically blind to the truth. Practically blind to all that God has given me, all that God has shared with me. I've been practically blind because I got caught up in things of the world. I started believing things that this world says is truth. And I had to be snatched back into the arms of God to where I could see way beyond the things of this world. Here's one thing I know about God. I love God so much because I know that God never stops giving. He never stops giving to me. He won't stop giving to you. He never stops. Every single day, He has something new for us. That's what's wonderful about Him, outside of all the other things. But one of the things that I love about Him is He never stopped giving me new things. I guess he thought I'd get bored if he didn't. He said, I'll never keep that guy's attention. I'm easily distracted. I said, David always says, I'm distracted by a fly on the screen. That's probably true. But God wants to give me something new every day. And if I'm open to that, there's no end to what I can do. There's no end to where we can go. All the things that we thought we couldn't do, we will be able to see differently. If we're willing to receive what God has for us every day. The vision that God wants us to have is 2020 vision. To see His kingdom here on earth. To see His kingdom here on earth. To do what God has called us to do, we have to have better vision than this world has to offer us. Because see, we can say, I'm too sick to do this. There's times when we could say that, isn't there? I just can't do it, I'm too sick. But here's what I say. I was sick, but now I'm well. I was sick, but now I'm well because God has made me well. You know, there's times when I could walk around like some people just bent over. But God has made me well. He's given me a vision that will carry me through. A vision that I can see that in the end, see, here's what I tell folks. You know this book, the Bible? Let me tell you something about it. This is a love story. From the first page to the last page, this is a love story. God gave this book to us to say, this is how much I love you. This is how much I love you. If you read this, you'll know who I am. And you'll know what I have to say to you. Because all He has in this book for us is good news. Now, I don't know about everybody. There might be some people in the world this book may not be good news for. I ain't getting into that stuff. it's like people say, well, you don't talk about hell. No, I believe in hell very much, but I don't talk about it. I don't know anything about it. Don't plan on going there. So there ain't no need to talk about it. You know what I mean? I will talk about the good stuff. That's what I want to talk about. You already know about the bad stuff. I don't need to tell you all about that stuff. But I don't talk about things I don't know about. I don't know about the hell. I don't know about that stuff, I suppose. But I know this. This is where I go when I need strength. This is where I go when I need to hear from my Father to tell me where to go, what to do. And so this year of all years, 2020, I thought, what a perfect year for us to work on 2020 vision. This is a year to do it, isn't it? 2020 in 2020. Yes. Like, yes, I like it. I like it. So here's what I'm wishing for all of you. I'm praying for you. You're so special. I'm praying for you that you will have 2020 vision this year. Not just for yourselves, but for your church and for your community. Mm-hmm. For your community. That's why God planted you here. Out of all the people in the world, He chose you to be here. There must have been a reason for that. He must have had something in mind. He called you out by name to be here in Asheville. Now, I wish He'd have called me to be here. I keep saying, Lord, you know I want to go there. But He said, not this time, buddy. I'll take care of things. Yeah, He calls you to be here. Yeah. And I promise you that He will give you the vision that you need to see clearly what is needed in this community. He'll give it to you. He'll give you the strength to build buildings. He'll give you the strength to part waters. Yeah. That's the truth. God makes water walkers out of us. That's the truth. He can make water walkers out of us. He can do all that for us. And He can give us a vision that we can see far beyond what this world sees. That's what I'm hoping for. That's what I'm praying for. This new year, 2020, I pray that you all have 2020. God bless you. I got to stop. Amen. Amen.